Disneyland workers vote to ratify new contracts that raise wages. Anaheim, California. Thousands of Disneyland workers on July 29 ratified a labor agreement that averts a threatened work stoppage, their unions announced. Three unions representing about 14,000 Disneyland employees announced on July 24 that they had reached a tentative contract deal with Disney. The workers had previously authorized the unions to call a strike if a deal could not be reached. The unions represent workers ranging from custodians and ride operators to candy makers and merchandise clerks at Disneyland, Disney California Adventure, Downtown Disney, and Disney Hotels. By ratifying these contracts, Disney cast members have secured historic raises and policies and protections that reflect their role as magic makers in the Disney parks, the Disney Workers Rising Bargaining Committee said in a statement. For months, hardworking cast members have stood together at the bargaining table and in the parks to ensure Disney recognized what they bring to the theme park experience, and these contracts are a concrete and direct result of this tireless work. Together, by wearing buttons, attending rallies, and telling their stories to the public, cast members fought for a more promising future for themselves, their fellow cast members, and their families. These contracts are historic for Disney cast members, and we're pleased cast members' lives will improve as a result. The three-year contract has the biggest wage increases ever, with a $6.10 hourly raise over 3 years and a minimum base wage rate of $24, or more for some positions, according to the Disney Workers Rising Bargaining Committee. Ellie Gonzalez, a custodian at Disney California Adventure, said, "Today's vote is a historic win for cast members, who stood strong against corporate power and remained united in the face of unlawful actions. We secured historic wage increases that will allow me to build a better future for the family I am building. For the first time, we won longevity pay that recognizes our years of service to Disney and the critical role we play in making it one of the most profitable companies in the world. These victories wouldn't be possible without the strength every cast member demonstrated throughout our bargaining process." The committee was seeking what it called fair wages, a fair attendance policy, seniority increases, and safety upgrades. Union officials said their contract for the Anaheim theme park expired June 16 for some employees and September 30 for others, and they have been negotiating with the company since April 24. The unions also filed complaints of unfair labor practices. "Our goal for negotiations has always been to reach an agreement with Disney, one that provides cast members with wages they need to live in Southern California, the respect they deserve for the years they've dedicated to the company, and an attendance policy that works for everyone while keeping park guests safe," the union leaders said in a statement. Jessica Good of Disneyland issued a statement saying, "We care deeply about the well-being of our cast members and are pleased to have reached a tentative agreement with Master Services Council that addresses what matters most to our cast while positioning Disneyland Resort for future growth and job creation." Jane Young contributed to this report.